A princess, an elf, and a demon walk into a bar. Guys, I'm not telling you a dirty joke. What I am telling you is Disenchantment. We're about to talk about it. Stay tuned. TV Pilots starts now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Now, this song is so appropriate. I know you guys know it. It's the Futurama theme song. And I just really feel like with Matt creating this new show, it's kind of like Game of Thrones meets Futurama.
Yeah, and you know, I used to watch The Simpsons as a kid. I didn't necessarily love it, but my whole family did. And it, of course, reminded me of The Simpsons.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Welcome, guys. I'm Linda Antwi. We are at Pilot Reviews, and I have my beautiful co-host.
Hello, Sam Davidson here. Excited to talk about it tonight.
Yeah, we're missing a couple of our co-hosts. One is in Honeymoon Bliss, and one is away. We miss you guys both. But we will hold down the fort.
Why couldn't we just say we, like, kidnapped them and they're in our basement?
We should have said that.
I'm saying it now.
Okay.
Good cover-up.
I mean, you weren't supposed to actually say it.
I know. But right. Now it's done. Okay. Anyways, moving on.
Anyways. Guys, this is TV Pilot Reviews. This is not an after show. We only review the first episode of a series. So the pilot. And we talk about the pilot. We break down the pilot. And then we say, hey, you should watch it. You should not watch it. You should invest your time. You should not invest your time. So tonight we're talking about Netflix Disenchantment. What were your overall thoughts?
You know, I liked it. I'm not super into Futurama or The Simpsons, even though I'm familiar with it. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was fun. I love Abby Jacobson. And yeah. I probably... Abby. You know, won't continue to watch it, but I actually got to interview the cast last week. I'll tell you guys about it throughout the show, but after I talked to them, I kind of wanted to watch it more because, you know, when you meet people and their personalities, you're like, oh, I want to watch them.
So my take is I didn't know what I was getting into, and I was thinking like, oh, animation, like, I don't know, but I really enjoyed it. So on that note, let's take a look at the trailer so that we can all be on the same page, and then we'll go on from there.
Your presence is requested at the royal wedding of Prince Giesbert of Bentwood and Princess Bean.
Do you take this man to be your husband?
No!
Oh my God.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
So how'd it go?
I want to be in charge of my own destiny.
I want to see the outside world.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Bean, you're out of control. I don't even know what to yell at you.
I'm not so bad.
Well, you did kill that one guy.
I'd be fine if someone could just slide my head up a bit.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go and figure out who they are? Whew, I'm a good butcher.
This is a pet shop.
What's this feeling I don't want to drink away?
That's hope.
I've got a bad idea!
What's bad about it? Oh, never mind, I see!
I'm so proud of you.
I'm drowning!
I'm Alpha!
Remember, the trick to not getting swept over the waterfall is swimming upstream.
Got it. You can do anything if you believe in yourself.
Ah! Very cute.
I think it's awesome. I thoroughly thought that I was not going to enjoy it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bit opposite, but I did not hate it.
Fair.
Trying to have something that we don't completely disagree on.
Well, you know, I think that our history says that we just like different shows, but that's fine because it gives us a good perspective.
Yeah.
So guys, Disenchantment is Princess Bean, who we were introduced to, played by Abby Jacobson. And you guys know Abby from Broad City.
Of course.
Love her, love her, love her. She plays Princess Bean of the Kingdom of Dreamland, and she just wants to live a normal, ordinary life of a young woman. But no one wants to date her because she's the daughter of a ruthless king. So she's developed an attitude, a drinking problem. She has only two real friends that we meet in this pilot. And first is Elfo. He's an adorable little elf that is like loving and happy-go-lucky and all of that. And then we have Faxton. Oh, played by Nat Faxon.
Oh, yes.
Which you guys probably know him because I've seen his face, but what is he from?
Oh, he's awesome. He actually won an Academy Award for The Descendants. He wrote it.
That's what it was.
He was in that. He's been in a bunch of other stuff mm-hmm. as an actor, but he's also a writer. Such a cool guy.
And a demon in the form of a cat named Lucy, played by Eric Andre.
Yes, we've seen Eric a big comedian.
Yeah. So they have some powerful cast members on this that we can get into in a little bit. But basically, so we have Princess Bean, we have the angel versus the devil on her shoulder, and that's kind of where we go in the pilot.
Yeah, and she escapes her marriage, and there's this whole thing, and she's just a princess on the run. You know, I'm not a big medieval period piece person. I'm not a cartoon person either, but I loved Big Mouth. And this to me, I totally get why people like it and why they should like it.
Okay, so let's jump into that. So your pass or play?
I'm a half pass for myself. But I'm a 70% prefer. You know what? That's what I get for trying to do a 75% play.
I was going to say, now we're doing percentages?
I don't know. Did we fractions or decimals at one? We used to do decimals.
Yes, we used to do decimals.
But you know what? I am a pass for myself, but a play for other people. Okay. That's what I am.
I am a play. I'm definitely going to check it out. I was thoroughly surprised because I'm not really big on adult animation. And this really just held my attention. I wasn't like a Futurama watcher, a Simpsons here and there. But overall, if we weren't doing pilot reviews, I would not have known about this. Mm-hmm. Or I would have known about it and then not checked it out. But checking out the pilot, I'm all in. And I think you guys should be too.
Yeah, and it would be a fast watch, certainly.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And just
knock it out in one night, probably.
I don't know, one night. But
I would
maybe
probably walk it.
It's possible.
You know,
possible.
For an animated show, it was kind of long.
It was long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was long. But I didn't feel like, oh, this is so long. I was entertained by it. I had a few giggles in there.
Good.
So Matt says he was influenced by Game of Thrones for this. And you definitely see his characters, like the Futurama type characters, in a medieval time. Did you feel that as well?
I think he was trying to do a lot of stuff, and just the influences of everything else he's done kind of seeps into it. I think you need to watch more to really figure out what he's doing. And I also am not a huge Game of Thrones person. I know it's crazy. You guys, I'm going to figure it out one day. I'm going to watch it. I just can't get through the first episode. It's just so boring. Anyways.
Did you just say Game of Thrones is boring?
No, the first episode, I just couldn't do it. Oh, I'm sorry. And I'm not the only person, but we'll talk about this another time.
Yeah, let's.
But I know a lot about the show, and I mm-hmm. see what he's doing here, and I love that it's a female lead. And actually, I interviewed him on the red carpet, Matt, and he talked to, you know, about it. His favorite characters in both Futurama and The Simpsons are the females. Mm-hmm. And he says they're the best ones anyways, so about time.
Awesome.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about the cast. So we talked about Abby a little bit, who plays Bean, and it's Tia Beanie, her full name, and she's kind of like the inept protagonist. She doesn't want to get married, but she doesn't want to, like, she wants to live a common life, even though she has a privileged life. And I think Abby is voicing it brilliantly.
Oh, she's great. I mean, I think she had a huge creative hand in her character, just kind of creating things. Because at the end of the day, all of these men that, you know, in addition to Eric Andre and Nat Faxon, mm-hmm. they're in their 60s and they've just been together for a million years. Like, all the different characters are played by like four people, you know? And so they've been, but, and there's not a lot of women that come in that circle. And I do think that they needed that. And Abby didn't write it at all, but I think that she definitely had her hand creatively because she's authentic. She knows how to speak a female's perspective per Broad City, of course.
And then, so we talked about Abby, you just talked about Eric and Nat, and then there's John DiMaggio, who plays King Zog, who is Abby's, or I should say Bean's father. And then Tress McNeil, who is the queen, who is her stepmother. Mm-hmm. Wait, did you get a chance to see or talk to them on the red carpet as well?
I did. The King Zog, what was his name again?
John DiMaggio.
Yes. So DiMaggio. I confused him and like another one of the famous Futurama Simpson ones that is one of the main characters. And I introduced myself and he was like, no, I'm that one. I'm thinking, oh my God, these men actually are so rich and famous more than most people because of the Simpsons and Futurama. And no one, they only know their voices. And it's so crazy.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And they're not used to kind of being seen in public, and they were so excited. And I'm thinking to myself, you guys have thousands of hours of episode, like, on television. And how crazy is that you don't know their faces? But they, yeah, they were both really nice, really fun. And the woman that plays her stepmother, she...
Tress?
Yes, Tress. She had a lot of fun on it, you know, just bringing a female perspective. She didn't want to talk to the press a lot. Not really sure why. I mean, it was fun.
So for my research, what I'm finding out is that, like you're saying, these voiceover actors are like power voiceover actors. Like they've been in the industry. They know the game. They know how everything works. And so bringing them on with Matt and the history, like you said, is part of the reason why people are saying that this show is going to be so successful. They feel like this first season is going to be very similar to a Simpsons first season or a Futurama's first season. And being on a streaming service and being on Netflix might give it a little bit more like longevity as far as Futurama, because Futurama bounced around networks for a little bit. And here, you know, you have Netflix, which is also considered a powerhouse in adult animation. They have BoJack Horseman and Big Mouth under their belt, which are supposedly doing really, really well for them. So
I love Big Mouth so much.
So bringing on Disenchantment is just another great thing for them to do, really.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if now or like later I can read some of the quotes I got from the carpet because they're super interesting. So, yeah, let's see. Okay, so this one was... Should I do it now or should I do it later?
You have it in front of you. Let's
do it. Okay, great. So, Matt Groening said, it's just fun to try something different. The strongest characters in the other shows, The Simpsons and Futurama, are the women, Lisa Simpson and Leela on Futurama. And now we decided to go all the way and make the women the center of the show and see what we can do. We try to make the show as pro-woman as we can, feminist and progressively thinking, but Abby kicks it to another level. Got a shout out to Abby Jacobson. I think she probably did such a good job at doing that. And then something interesting that Maurice LaMarche said, who voices several of them. Again, one of the alumni kind of this guy's Groening's crew, said, on the show, I would say we had the most freedom, and Matt has been in every single session, writing on the fly. I mean, this truly is something where Matt jumped in with both feet. It has been such an amazing project to work on. We certainly hope there's more to come. So everyone's so excited about it, and it just seems like a big reunion for these people. And also that Abby wasn't there, sadly, but Nat Faxon and Eric Andre have idolized those and all those people for most of their lives. So it was just really fun. Everyone was really excited to be together.
That's nice.
Yeah. I hope it does well just because they're all really cool and I like it enough. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't choose, but I'll watch it if I have to.
I find it interesting that first quote. Can you read that first quote again? Because I just looked this up and I'm curious. I want to make sure I'm right.
What are you writing about?
The first quote, I think about like feminist something.
Oh, women. Yeah. So he said, It is fun. It is just fun to try something different. The strongest characters in the other shows, The Simpsons and Futurama, are the women, Lisa Simpson and Leela on Futurama. And now we decided to go all the way and make the woman the center of the show and see what we can do. And I gotta say, Abby Jacobson is fantastic. We try to make the show as pro-woman as we can, feminist and progressively thinking, but Abby kicks it to another level.
So feminist and progressive thinking. And then, so I'm looking at who's in the writing group of people. Okay. And there's not a lot of women on this team.
It's really, and I did notice that. I'm not gonna lie.
So that seems like a little bit of a catch 22 to me. I mean, you have Matt, Josh, you have a Jamie, Jeff. There's Jenny Batten, one episode only.
There was maybe four women on the carpet. I'm not kidding.
Right. So that's just an interesting quote. It stood out to me. That's why I needed you to read it back to me, because I'm looking at the cast and crew. And
no, I agree. I wish Abby was there to kind of hold it up, because I think that they wouldn't have been able to do this without her. I mean, they're all men.
Right. So you're making a woman the center.
It is interesting, but I wish
gives
I could
a different
have talked
perspective,
to Abby.
Right? It gives me a different perspective because, yeah, you have Abby there, and she's a genius and she's hilarious. And again, I'm going to watch the show just because I think it's funny. But you're also getting a male's perspective of what a funny female lead is going to sound and look and be like.
It is true. And I definitely thought about it and these were very nice seeming older men, but it did make me think for a moment. You know, like, this seems like a old school boys club. And it probably was. I mean, The Simpsons is legendary and so is Futurama. So it was fascinating. But regardless, I have faith in Abby Jacobson.
Yeah.
For president.
So a couple of developmental things. So Disenchantment transplants the general quarter life crisis dramedy and puts it in an exaggerated fantasy line where the creator and writers run wild. And I thought that this was an interesting quote because really that's exactly what's happening to Bean. She's having a quarter life crisis and doesn't know who she is, doesn't know what she wants, just knows that she doesn't want to be married and in this privileged lifestyle. She feels like she just wants to run wild and free and go on all these adventures, which is kind of interesting because the whole princess story is either or. And if we go back to the Disney days and all of that, where, you know, the princess stayed home because she's waiting to be rescued by her prince and getting married and live happily ever after.
Yeah.
And then, so now you have kind of a play on that where you have, okay, here's the man to rescue you, but she doesn't want to be rescued. She doesn't want to be married. She wants to go on adventures, but she doesn't even really get to go on the adventure alone because she has the devil and the angel, both, you know, quote unquote male characters in her ear telling her she should do this or she should do that.
Well, I think maybe we at least for that need to see how the rest of the season plays out. I think they're just her little minions. They become is what I think. They're her little sidekicks. Mm. Yeah. You know.
Could be. I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm a play for this show.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, if I don't have anything else to watch, I'll watch it.
Well, we know that Netflix is all in because it's already been picked up for a second season.
Yes.
So I think that the reviews and my review as well is that it's going to find its legs and maybe we're starting to see the beginning of a new situation.
Sorry, guys. I was just trying to get into the live chat. But
oh, that's good.
For like, mild to modern eczema, FYI, that's the ad that's playing right now. I knew that you guys were going to have a bunch of people in here, so I am here now. I'm going to look through your stuff. Sorry, guys.
Oh, in the live chat?
Yes.
For sure. Let's read some of the comments on the live chat.
Okay, let's see. We have Star Drew said, okay, lots of comedy and laughs, looks like, from Futurama. Renji, with all the numbers, you know who you are. I feel like Elfo's design is based off of Bart's gremlins from the Simpsons/Futurama crossover episode. Mm-hmm. And Star Drew agreed. And let's see, we have Star Drew also said a princess without a future or a past. But right now she wants to think or go out on an adventure. It's true.
That's, yeah, that's basically what we've been saying, is she wants to experience life, a little altered, you know, a little alcohol in there, and have some great adventures.
Girl, you know what? Have fun. I wish all princesses could have been like that. Said, God, can I just have a margarita and not have to deal with this BS?
Well, and I mean, I think that that's the age, right? You're a 20-something and you're finding yourself. So that's appropriate, yeah. Right? You're going to have a few drinks. You're going to go on a few adventures.
Ugh, I wish Jeff was here, and I wish Dee was here too, because wouldn't you be so interested to hear their take on this?
Yeah, I think that Dee would love it. I don't know about Jeff.
I think it'd be reversed.
Interesting. We'll have to find
out. We'll have to ask them.
We'll have to ask them after we release them from lockup.
I told you not to tell anybody.
No, you told. So now I'm just, the cat's out of the bag.
Well, I didn't. Okay, we'll talk about it later.
So if you like The Simpsons, Futurama, like we keep talking about, then you're really going to love this show. And I think that we've really covered it. It's not a long show.
No, not at all. And okay, one other thing I remember, Nat Faxon, the guy that's won an Oscar, super cool dude. He told me this whole story about how he was nervous. Like, he just talked about being so excited he was going to pee his pants when he got the role. Mm. And just talked about, like, crying in his bed after he gets rejected from an audition. He's just a really funny, nice, awesome guy. It's one of my favorite people I've ever interviewed on the red carpet.
That's very cool.
So just, like, look at his work. I'm obsessed with him after meeting him on the carpet. I mean, you know, unfortunately, he's married, kids, whatever. But he was so charming and just gracious. And I think that you guys should, if you don't know him, look him up.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to do a little bit of research. What did you think about the writing and, like, the pacing of this episode?
I did think it needed another female touch, for sure.
On the writing? Both writing and pacing?
No, just with the writing. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that you could tell were supposed to be, like, lady jokes, but a lady didn't write it, so it doesn't hit as hard.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that overall the writing was really funny. I think that they're really clever with their wordplay, mm-hmm. and it's a smart show. I do wish that there were some more female writers, because that would have probably balanced it out a little bit, because it was a little, like, frat boy humor, which I still think is
Eric
funny.
Andre. Yeah. He's a little frap. I mean, yeah. He's not a writer, but, you know, it's that kind of vibe, yeah. I think he brings.
But the pace, I liked the pace of the pilot. I thought that, for me, it hooked me right away. And I, again, was coming from, like, oh, I don't really watch adult animation and I'm not really into this whole thing. But it kind of drew me in. And as I was chuckling along and listening to the writing, I was like, oh, this is really, really clever.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, Stardew just said, lock up in this disenchanted castle sounds right for Jeff and the Redskins fan guy. I forgot his name. D'Angelo.
This show sounds good for them?
Yeah. Like, the lock up. I'm assuming later there's a prison.
Oh.
So I guess that's where Jeff and Dee are.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes. In our lock up.
Exactly.
In this mystical fictional area.
Yeah, fictional.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
that basically sums it up.
Really does, I think.
And let us know what you guys think, because this guy has fans, Matt Groening. I mean, it was crazy. There were people lined up on the street just to meet him and had signs and things.
Look what he's created.
Right? I know. It was at a small little theater right by you in Los Feliz, and, like, he had fan. It was lined up, and I was thinking to myself, oh, I hope I don't have to wait in this line. But it was just the people waiting for him.
I just remember thinking, like, The Simpsons is something that I think we have all grown up on, and it's something that still airs, and people really enjoy that show, and it has a real cult following. And from my understanding, Futurama is the same thing. So it makes sense that he would have that big of a following, because he's influenced so many people. And I think that animation has a specific audience, and that audience, you know, is true and true.
We messed up. We totally should have had a Simpsons or Futurama, like, nerd on here tonight. Damn. I'm sorry, guys. messed up on that one.
We should have, yeah, because we both didn't watch the other shows.
Well, yeah, of course, let us know what you guys think in the comments, and if you're a fan of his stuff then, and if you like this just as much.
Yeah, and then if you think that we should do an after show, let us know in the comments as well. What else can they find on AfterBuzz TV?
Oh my goodness. They can find so much. So our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are completely optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll give you a thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. Guys, that's all I have. If you guys want to continue this conversation, if you want to teach me a little bit more about Matt and his great creations, I am Linda Is So Girly all across social media. You can hit me up there. You can hit me up in the comments. I'd love to hear from you.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. And I will post the article that I wrote on the show on my Twitter, so check it out.
Awesome. Till next time, guys. Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.